Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Glenn Beck, weekdays 7 to 9 p.m., 1120 a.m., WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, in keeping with the tempo of this week, very, very busy day here, and I welcome all of you. Let's open up. I always love to hear about companies that produce great products, terrific services. We have a gentleman on here today, Richard Schumacher. He is the founder of a company called Pressure Biosciences. The symbol is PBIO. It trades over the counter, over the OTC or QB, and it develops and markets and sells proprietary laboratory instrumentation. Richard has served in past high management capacities. He was the CEO and chairman of the board at Boston Biomedia, and the Director of Infectious Disease Services for Clinical Sciences Laboratory. And it goes on and on, but let's get to the company and the issue here. And I welcome you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Stu. Thank you.
All right, before we begin, I want you to give out the website of your company, and this is for purposes of those who are interested in just getting an education or those who want to invest. There's no pressure. What's your website?
Well, there is pressure. It's right in our website. It's pressurebiosciences.com, www.pressurebiosciences.com.
All right. You got a smile on my face with that one. I gave you a very brief overview, but, of course, you who are running this company has a much better idea. Why don't you talk about the nature of the company and what it does?
Stu, we're a life sciences tools company. What that means is we develop instruments and associated consumables like razor and razor blades for the research community, life science research community. This is made up of, we believe, approximately 500,000 or more researchers around the world and about 80,000 labs that are right now, as we speak, heavy at work looking for the next cure, looking for the next way to prevent a disease or control a disease, the next drug, the next best detection method. So in order to do that, many of them are studying biological samples. These are cells. They could be normal or cancer. They could be bacteria, virus, et cetera. And to study the cell nowadays, we're at what we call the molecular age. We have to get into the cell. We have to see what makes up the cell, both in the outer surface and inside the cell, the DNA, the RNA, the proteins, the lipids. And I'm a scientist, and years ago, and I mean many, many years ago when I was in the lab in the 80s, we would really not worry that much about getting into the cell. We'd look at what's on the surface of the cell more than what's in it. Now we have to get into the cell. And how do we do it? Well, we got to break the cell open. And as we break the cell open, unfortunately, we're using many of the methods that we used back when I was a scientist in the lab. And yet the methods for detecting what we're looking for, the proteins, the lipids, the DNA, have gotten much, much better in the last 20, 30, 40 years. And yet the methods for getting them out of the cell have really not changed that much. And what we do, Pressure Biosciences, is we developed a new method, never been used before, which uses pulses of pressure to break open a cell, a virus, a bacteria, a cancer cell, a normal cell, to get all the good stuff out. So it's essentially like a sponge. We squeeze. Others will beat up the sponge. They'll use mechanical means to break open the cell, or the analogy, break open a sponge. We put it in a pressure chamber. We tell a computer how much pressure, how long under pressure, and how many squeezes of pressure, and we squeeze things out of the cell. It's much gentler. It's much more controllable. And quite frankly, we spent the last 5 or 6 years, and we now have some of the top scientists in the world that are using and publishing on our method.
Interesting. Extremely interesting. There's a lot of competition out to develop detection instruments based upon new technology. How has the tests worked out in order to establish the validity, the research in terms of what you're doing? How much acceptance is there? How much distribution?
Well, that's a great question. Acceptance. You know, scientists are by nature very stubborn human beings. We're here to look for something. We don't like to see a lot of changes. And when somebody comes along and says the way that you've been breaking open your cells, which is the way that your mentor taught you, and perhaps your mentor's mentor taught your mentor, is now outdated. There's a new way to do it. So the way you get to that, which I've learned the hard way through 40 years in this business, is you have to go after the key opinion leaders. We call them the KOLs, the key opinion leaders. These are the scientists around the world who are recognized as the experts in studying proteins and DNA and RNA and lipids. You go after them and you get them to use your technology, which is not always easy, and with the assumption that once they use it, they'll realize how much better your system is. And that's what we've done, Stu. We've gone after, it's taken a long time, but I think, you know, as I've said multiple times in the last 6 months, we believe we're at that inflection point and we're ready to jump on the on that inflection point and move this company up to the next level, because we have spent enormous amount of time and money over 6 years going after the key opinion leaders in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., getting them to use our system, getting them to break open their cells, whether they're studying animal cells or plant or human, cancer or normal, doesn't matter. Getting them to use our system to break open the cell versus the means that they've been using for years, perhaps even decades. And now in the last couple of years, there's been multiple papers published in some very, very good journals and scientific papers that are talking about the advantages of our system over what many people have been using for a long time.
I want to jump in here and ask you, from an investor standpoint, what should potential shareholders look at? What can you talk about? You can generalize this. You don't have to get into market cap and all that, but give us an overview in terms of where you stand from an investor's standpoint.
Well, this might shock you, but as a CEO, I can tell you we feel strongly that we're highly, highly undervalued. We feel it based upon comparables. We feel it based upon discounted cash flow models of where this company could be. One of the issues is that we were a NASDAQ company for a long time. Because the stock fell under a dollar, we were taken off NASDAQ, and we've been on the OTC. We've told the public for this year that sometime next year our expectation is to go back on a national exchange, either New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ. I'm used to running, as you mentioned, I've done this before, 3 times before, and I'm used to running NASDAQ. I run this company as if it's a NASDAQ or a New York Stock Exchange company. So we're highly undervalued. We don't believe that the value of what we have has caught up to the stock price. Although lately the stock has certainly moved, we're very happy with that, but we still think that there's a long ways to go. And so for investors, I think the important thing is that the bloom is not off the rose. In fact, people are maybe just starting to see the rose, haven't even smelled it yet. And we're very excited about what's happened recently. The successes of this year, our sales for the third quarter were 55% revenue, 55% above last year's. Our product sales were about 30% above last year. We've given guidance that next year will be better than this year. We've also given guidance that we've been talking to some big companies, and we expect to have an announcement before the end of the year.
I want you to keep us posted. We've only got about a minute or a minute and a half left, so If you could just, how much competition do you have, and what's your competitive advantage?
Well, we have no competition in our business of squeezing with pressure. We've got 24 patents. We don't know any other company in the world that has similar technology. We have a lot of competition that are using the old-fashioned methods of mechanically beating up a cell, just using blades and spinning it and breaking it apart. So our competition is going after the old-fashioned method and trying to bring everybody into the 21st century. So that's where we are on the competition. So we're very excited that we have a very unique patented technology that's now starting to be appreciated by scientists around the world.
All right, the company, you can check this out. It is Pressure Biosciences. It's trading over the counter. The symbol is PBIO. And, Richard, please give out the website one more time.
Absolutely. www.pressurebiosciences.com.
All right. Anybody looking to inquire, don't hesitate. You'll get well treated. We've got about 15 seconds here. If you have a closing comment, something we haven't covered.
I just think that investors should take a good hard look at this company. I've done it. My team has done it before. We feel very strongly that we're going to do it again and that the beginning of the value is just starting right now.
All right. I want to thank you very much. It's been a pleasure having you on. Always exciting to hear about a company that has such tremendous potential, and that potential is being actualized. Richard Schumacher. And stay on as we go to a break just for a second, if you would. This is Stu Taylor. We've got lots more coming up during the course of this hour. So please stay with us. And Richard, again, a pleasure. We'll be back right after these messages.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all. And for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522.
1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
You have a list of bills that were passed. My God.
You know, doing an interview with you is like being a jukebox. You push all the right buttons.
All right, Stu Taylor back. And I know with all the rough news going on, it's always nice to hear about something positive. And charitable giving is positive for the 12 months of the year, but obviously there's much more emphasis on it during this holiday season. And I am delighted to have joining us Joanna Lambert. She is the Vice President of Consumer Product Engineering for PayPal. We were just talking during the break, and I'm a huge advocate and supporter of PayPal. I use it all the time. It's wonderful. That's just a personal recommendation off the cuff here. Joanna, welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you on.
No, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for being a customer, too.
Yeah, and
really
a happy customer. There are so many ways here that charitable giving has changed, not only in terms, and you won't address this, the tax implications of it. We'll stay away from that, because I think what you should talk about is the social change and all the charities PayPal engages in to help out. So how have they changed the way we donate?
Well, today we're celebrating Giving Tuesday. So it sort of really is a day after the hustle and bustle of the holiday weekend to really, you know, focus our attention to encouraging and celebrating actually giving back. Giving Tuesdays actually this year is happening in 70 countries around the world. And you mentioned about the change in how people give. I think what's really interesting is just that move to people who are giving giving back to the charities that they love online or on mobile devices.
You know, what amazed me, sometimes you see something and you do a double take and you say, these numbers can't be right. But evidently they are right. How many charities has PayPal given to, and how much did they raise in 2014? On that is charities and nonprofits.
Yeah, so we support hundreds of thousands of charities across the world, more than 400,000 charities, actually. And last year alone, we connected 36 million people who donated $5.7 billion to charities worldwide. So, look, people love to give. They love to support the charities that they feel passionate about and to help out people who are less fortunate. And I'm just so proud to be with PayPal and to be able to help enable that giving across the world.
Yeah, and I want to just interject here. No, this is not a paid advertisement. it's based on my own personal experience. How do people get involved? We know a lot of people stay away from certain things. I don't take credit cards. What's PayPal? How do people get involved so they can elevate their level, either in their personal lives or their business, by using this tremendous service?
Fantastic. If you go to paypal.com, that's where you can get all the information about PayPal, or you can download our mobile app. which is also very easy to do. But if you go today, what I'd encourage you to do is go to paypal.com/givecheer, because that's where we have the Giving Tuesday celebration and where you can find all of the charities that you feel passionate about, and you can make a donation. And actually, during December, we're matching donations with an extra kick of 1% for all donations in December.
Oh, that's great. So 1% match to all donations. Does there have to be a base amount for someone to give for you to match it? Because obviously, I mean, this is an exaggeration, of course. If somebody donates 50 cents, you know, we're not going to do anything.
We're matching everything over $10.
So, oh, over 10.
Over 10. But, you know, we've got some on the website, you'll see, we've got some indicators. You can match, you know, any amount you want, 10, 50, 100, and we'll match with the 1% throughout December.
Well, one of the concerns about charitable giving, and it's certainly a legitimate one, I choose to give to charities when I know that all of the money is really given to the charity. It's a big concern. You know, there are a lot of there's a lot of promotion out there, and then you find out that a lot of them go to salaries and profit. I'm not interested in those charities. How can donors ensure that 100% of their contribution will be given to charity?
Yeah, if you go and on our website on paypal.com/givecheer, 100% of your donation will go to the charity that you're trying to give your hard-earned funds to. So that's one of the great things about PayPal. We are a digital wallet. We're global, and we really do help people connect with the charities that they love. And we ensure that, you know, through the paypal.com/givecheer, that 100% of your funds will go to that charity. And actually, it's 101% for December.
Oh, that's great. You know, anytime someone's in the Guinness Book of Records, it's worth mentioning. tell us about the Guinness Book World Record for donating the most money to charities online.
Yeah, so that's to really put a little bit of extra kick into this and a little bit of emphasis. We are trying to beat the Guinness World Record, which is basically the most funds raised in 24 hours. So jump on paypal.com/givecheer and help us to help get as much funds as possible to those great charities around the world.
All right, I don't want to sound evangelical or like a pastor or minister or rabbi, but really, 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 holiday season is so important. This is a great time to give back for those who may not be as fortunate as us. And certainly you can do it any way you want. That should be voluntary, but I really would check out PayPal. I want you to talk in the last minute or two about a subject that I could use a great education on, and how a little more on the mobile apps.
Yeah, so look, PayPal has, we're a global network, and we help facilitate both charitable giving as well as payments, and also being able to pay someone back, like a friend or a family member. So if you download our mobile app, PayPal, or go to paypal.com, you can learn a lot more of all the great things you can do with PayPal, whether it's paying someone back, getting paid back, or you know, making some great holiday purchases this season.
Joanna, I've got less than a minute here to go. Perhaps there's something you want to mention that has not been included in this interview.
Look, I just really, I mean, we're at PayPal, we're really committed to providing, you know, quick and easy and secure ways to connect, you know, all of our 173 million members, actually, and active users around the world to the charities that they really care about. So, you know, take the opportunity, you know, take a pause during the hustle and bustle of the holiday period and, you know, give to the charity that you really care about.
Thank you so much for talking about this. It should be talked about 12 months of the year, but obviously people's interest and emotions peak around the holiday season. Terrific. Joanna
Fantastic.
Lambert, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Stu.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. We'll change topics and come back right after these messages.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
I'm Tom Peters. I wrote In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
All right, we're back. You know, one of the questions that is generally asked on radio is some of the advice from people, and I do give some talks on how to conduct successful radio interviews, and you always have to look for a way to differentiate yourself from someone else. Everybody has talent. You have to be able to articulate it. Here is a gentleman who's had a really distinguished business career, and in recent years has certainly changed direction. His name is Art Collins, and I'm going to let him tell you what the difference is between what he does and what most authors do. But it's a 9-book series to be launched simultaneously, and it's called The Adventures of Archibald and Jochebed. It's J-O-C-K-A-B-E-B. 5-star reviews. Check out Amazon. I mean, this is a superb concept and beautifully executed. The publisher is A&J Publishing. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, with an assist from on the illustration side to K.C. Collins. And welcome to the show. This is a real pleasure, Art.
Well, Stu, it's good to be with you and your listeners this morning.
All right. I mean, I want you to pick up on what I said at the opening, because I can't ever recall hearing about any author who is doing what you're doing in terms of a simultaneous release of all the books. A little about how this project started and what your basic business model is.
Sure, Stu. After a long career in business, capped off by being the chairman and the CEO of Medtronic, a very large Fortune 100 company in the medical technology area, I did what not many other people thought I'd ever undertake, that was not to write a book on strategy or leadership, as many thought I would, but to pivot and, on the advice of my two daughters, write down some of the stories that I had told them when they were little girls. The main characters in these stories are two brothers, Archibald and Jochebed, old English names that my father actually coined when he told my brother and myself stories when we were young kids. But these two brothers, when the story unfolds, are 11 and 12 years old, and through a 9-book series, they have a number of adventures. They come in contact with supernatural creatures. They get themselves into and out of a whole series of fixes, and also go around the world many times to far-flung locations, all of which I have visited at some point or another.
And which have been put forth in all these different books as well, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. So I started this project in 2007 after I retired as chairman and CEO of Medtronic. I initially thought the project was going to be concluded when I wrote 3 short stories, and as luck or fate would have it, those 3 short stories ended up to be the first 3 chapters in the first book of the 9-book series. I was encouraged by those parents and those kids who read the books to keep writing. I did. I had a secret weapon, Stu. My brother, who was a year younger, his name is Jeff, by the way. He's the character Jochebed, and I, my first name is Arthur, so I was Archibald. After a successful career as an entrepreneur, he retired to the Charleston area and got bored playing golf and kayaking, and then went back and got a teacher certificate, and at age 60 started to teach, actually in the late 50s, started to teach 4th grade students. And his fourth grade classes were my test market, and they would give me thoughts. And as you know, fourth graders aren't shy about telling what they like and didn't like. So that first book took me about a year to write, and subsequently the books range from about 4 to 6 months. And I concluded the project 7 years later at the end of 2013.
All right. I want to give out the website because this is really, really of interest for people to look at. It's the AJAdventures.com. Again, the AJ, the letter A, the letter J, Adventures.com website. I've been fascinated by your creative side, and one of the things that really interests me when I saw that you ended with the ninth book, and it was partly because the two brothers had literally aged to the point where that was pretty much it. And you know what I like about this? I get a little frustrated, and once in a while I still watch The Simpsons. They never get older while we do. It's kind of depressing. There's a realism aspect to this book.
There is a realism aspect. In fact, I had a few of the mothers contact me as we got to the end of the series. And remember, these kids start out at 11 and 12 years old. Actually, the setting is back in the late 1970s and early 1980s, before the Internet was invented, before social media became very popular. But as these kids go through the various adventures, they end up to be 16 and 17 in the last book. And by that time, they've each had their first girlfriend. Very disturbing to some of the mothers. They said, my God, these boys are shaving now. So I decided it was probably a good time to end that series. There is an interesting twist in the epilogue of the last book, where Jochebed, who tends to have these clairvoyant dreams, actually has the tables turned, and his brother Archibald has a dream, and they're projected into the future when they're no longer 17 and 16. They're in their early 30s. They're married. They have kids of their own. And two of their daughters say something that then potentially might lead to a future series where instead of the adventures of Archibald and Jochebed, there could be a new series with two of their daughters. And, Stu, I might add one other point.
Please.
As the books progress, the female characters that are introduced become stronger and stronger and stronger. So these books are not just for boys, but also the girls have enjoyed them.
All right. I'm going to try not to answer a question I'm asking, which can be a very dangerous pursuit. But I'll just toss this out. Lessons to be learned, morals. One is the good versus evil element is pervasive for one theme, correct?
Correct.
And what are some of the other lessons you'd like people to take away from this?
Well, I think the other overriding theme that runs through these books is when these two brothers and some of their friends get them into themselves into dire straits, it would be very easy for them to give up. But they don't give up. They continue to persevere. So that's one thing you'll see run through each of the nine books. The second evolution that takes place as these books progress is in the first book, Jochebed, the youngest of the two, is a very timid boy, easily scared of his dreams as well as what takes place in reality. And as these books progress, Jochebed tends to find himself. He gets stronger with each book. And so the other theme is that individuals can change and individuals can grow and become stronger. And I guess the literary term is this, they called it character arc. The boys don't remain the same boys they were when they were 11 and 12. They grow. Now, the other aspect of these books is I tried to, as they progressed, set the stage in interesting places around the world, and I would do several months of research before I would start to write each book. So there is a hopefully woven into a very very interesting story. There are educational aspects about the places that these boys visit. Again, set back in the 19, for the most part, in the early 1980s.
You've obviously put a lot of thought, a lot of imagination into this. As each book has gone on, and with the advent of age, the chronology issue, you were very conscious about making sure you used an advanced vocabulary as well in sentence construction. We've got just about 10 or 15 seconds left. That was part of what you were looking to do in terms of the realism, correct?
Yes, and part of the evolution, if kids are going to read these nine books, and as they continue to age, I wanted to have the complexity of the plot, the vocabulary, the sentence construction also.
All right, it's beautifully done. The Adventures of Archibald, Jochebed, Art Collins.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Saturdays, noon to 1, AM 1120, WBNW.
This is Joe Kernan from CNBC Squawk Box. Just did an interview with Stu Taylor. Stu is helping keep America great.
All right, we are back. And certain, for those who have a sense of what's interesting, and then you try to get them to analyze it or determine why there's such fascinating interest, and I won't run down the things that fascinate a lot of people, but certainly one of them is the subject we're going to be carrying right now. I am delighted to have joining us a dynamic duo. If you're looking for the real hot season here on television and home shopping trends and tips for finding your dream home, you might not be able to afford the homes that David Parnes and James Harris are involved with. But I'm referring to season 7 of Million Dollar Listing. It premiered in August, and it runs from Eastern Time and Pacific Time on Bravo, and we'll get the exact days. Welcome and congratulations, David and James. This is quite a story. It's so great to have you.
Thank you so much for having us, Stu. In fact, we can't actually believe it or not, we have nearly finished filming season 8. So it airs every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Central time.
All right, we got that cleared up. And what website can people go to?
That's the Million Dollar Listing. That's on the Bravo website.
BravoTV.com.
All right, BravoTV.com. So I think I'll perhaps have you go first, David, and talk about how you and James, not only how you two have hooked up and had a very, very successful career, continue to have it, it just is overwhelmingly impressive, but how you got involved with Bravo and joined an already successful cast. It looks like a perfect fit, just like the way your clothes look on the website.
Why, thank you very much, Drew. That's very kind of you. James and I grew up together. We're childhood friends, so we set up our outfit, the real estate outfit, to be clear, that about three years ago. So we're relatively new. However, what we managed to do was do about $165 million in our first year, and that's purely down to James and I working hard and really establishing relationships, and the trust we have with one another as well has really helped us. As far as the show goes, that we were approached by a casting company pretty much out of the blue. And we just went with it. You know, we did a Skype call with them. They seemed to like us. They sent the camera crew out and filmed us for the day. And from then, we just dealt with silence until they said, you know what, guys? You're in for season 7, and you're ready to start shooting. So it all happened pretty quickly. We knew Josh Flagg, who's a great guy, and Josh Altman through the market anyway, because we've done deals with them both. And you know what? The rest is history.
Yeah, and you both jumped right into this new venue, James. The real estate firm. I mean, you don't deal in $200,000 or $300,000 homes, do you?
You know what? I think that's a good question. You know, David and I don't turn down any business. You know, we have a great team. We have a great infrastructure, so that if someone is looking for a $200,000-$700,000 home, we can service them. But we typically deal with higher end properties. And we certainly focus on specific areas where, sadly, you can no longer buy a $200,000 property, but we deal with everything.
David, a little bit about some tips and shopping trends for people. I'll only throw in one. If you're looking to put a bid in on a home that's listed for $1 million, I wouldn't offer $300,000 and get thrown out. Conversely, if there's hot property and a lot of bids in advance, you may want to bid $1.2 million for it. How about some tips?
You know what? This is exactly to where relationships come into play. You know, we're talking about feuding and drama and fighting with other agents. The reality is you want to have the best relationship with as many agents as possible so that when you're looking at a property, chances are you actually know that listing agent and you know you're going to get good information from them and really a realistic price at which a deal can be done. Because you're absolutely right, too. You don't want to offend someone and lowball them, but at the same time, you want to make sure you get the best deal you can possibly get. So I would really put it down to relationships and reading situations, reading people, presenting your client correctly. In this case, James and I are representing a 6-inch tall gingerbread man who happens to be a very nice guy, actually. His name's Ginger Fred. His wife, Ginger Ella, is heavily pregnant, about to drop any minute now. So we want to
be sure to send them our congratulations.
We will. It's a bit premature, but we'll definitely do that.
All right. We're being joined here by the Bravo's million-dollar listing stars, added dynamic duo to share the hottest winter season home shopping trends and tips for finding your dream home. I know you can't run through everything, but James, can you give some basic tips for people? We can leave cost out, just some basic tips that pertain to whatever range you're looking for to avoid making that big mistake. If they can get one bit of information out of this, it'll be valuable.
You know, there's so much information, but I think do your homework. You know, we have portals like Trulia.com that are available to the buyers today where you can go online, you can look at comps, you can educate yourself, and I think, you've got to have information before you start looking. So I think my one tip would be go online, go to Trulia.com, and educate yourself.
All right, part of how it goes with the tools, David, in hand. I'm just a guy who have trouble finding my way out of malls. When somebody shows me a map, I throw it at my wife. I don't even want to look at them. But to help people find the perfect home, what are some of the tools, like heat maps?
You know what? That is my absolute favorite. What I love personally and what James loves as well about Trulia is that it's so easy to navigate. It's aesthetically a beautiful website. And the heat map is something that is amazing. So you've got red and green. You put your property address in, and it will show the more red the area, the more crime there is. The more green the area, the less crime there is. And it's done on an interactive way. You're looking at your property within a map and its immediate surroundings. So even if you're not in a crime area, you can see how close you are to a crime area. And I think that, you know, Trulia really hits the nail on the head as far as usability, navigability, navigation of the site, and the information that it provides.
All right, and I've got about 15 seconds. Either one of you or both can jump in. Your upcoming holiday plans and life after a million-dollar listing in L.A., which started and was successful in New York and other areas. Now it's L.A. What's coming?
Well, you know what? L.A. was the first franchise. New York's been extremely successful from there. As far as Christmas goes, I'm off to London. I'm going to spend time with my family, with my fiancé in the freezing cold. I can't wait. I am so excited. And hopefully we would have found Gingerbread Fred and Gingerbread and Gingerella the house.
All right, I want to thank you. Boys, we weren't out of time, but people can get much more by tuning into Million Dollar Listing, and you will get the times by going to Bravo TV.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.